for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 55. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 45. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. A Blueford man was airlifted to an Indiana hospital after a single vehicle accident yesterday afternoon. Police reports indicate 34-year-old Jeremy D. Mumford crashed his 2018 Ducati Sport motorcycle just north of Keene's at approximately 6:15. No specifics of the accident were available, but Mumford was treated by Wayne City Ambulance and was eventually airlifted to Good Samaritan Hospital in Evansville. A passenger on the motorcycle was reportedly uninjured. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. More news next.
Start your career with Frontier. Join the 2-year automotive technology program at Frontier Community College, complete with qualified instructors and innovative technology. Our NATEF master level program is now a Snap-on multimeter certification center and provides a blend of classroom instruction and hands-on training. Program graduates will enter the workforce with advanced skills and certifications. To learn more about this program, visit iecc.edu or call 842-3711.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Champion Labs in Albion is expanding its workforce. Champ has a variety of assembly, maintenance, electrician, and other skilled opportunities available. The general assembly positions start at $14 an hour. Champ is having a hiring event at their Albion facility on Tuesday, March 12th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Champ offers a generous wage and benefits package. You can apply in person in Albion or online at Indeed.com. Champion Labs hiring event at their Albion facility Tuesday, March 12th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Champ is an equal opportunity employer.
In other news, Wayne County deputies spoke with Jamie Pollard yesterday morning in reference to a truck and trailer that had been stolen from his property. According to police reports, Pollard primarily used his tan 2012 Chevy Silverado and black trailer for farm or work purposes. He was unsure of when they were taken from his property. As police continue their investigation, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for the theft. Two people were booked at the Wayne County Jail yesterday. 41-year-old Wayne City resident Kelly E. Gouchner was booked on Wayne and Clay County warrants for failure to appear in court on charges of operating an uninsured motor vehicle. She was released from jail after posting $720 bond. 34-year-old McLeansboro resident Jessica L. Robinson was booked on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. Robinson was released from jail after posting $395 bond. The Illinois Sheriff's Association has announced it will award over $50,000 in college scholarships throughout Illinois to students wishing to pursue higher education during the 2019-2020 academic year. The scholarships are to be applied to tuition, books, and fees only, and the students must be enrolled full-time at a certified institution of higher learning within the state. Applicants must also be permanent Illinois residents. Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett and Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bawey will each award one $500 scholarship. There will be no restriction on any applicant by reason of race, age, creed, color, sex, or national origin. Applications are now available at the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Edwards County Sheriff's Office, or at ilsheriff.org. Students must complete the application, answer the essay question, and return all documentation to the appropriate sheriff's office by Friday. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Department has announced that Charles Andy Sage III is in custody. He was taken into custody in Union County, Kentucky, and will go through extradition proceedings before being brought back to Hamilton County. The Sheriff's Department would like to thank all of those who called in tips and helped with the investigation, as well as the deputies and officers with the McLeansboro Police Department who put in long hours following up on the leads with the case. Illinois officials say 343 bobcats were taken by hunters and trappers this winter in the season that ran from November 10th to February 15th. Last year, 318 bobcats were harvested. Of this year's total, 159 were harvested with guns, 129 were trapped, 18 succumbed to archery, and 37 were salvaged roadkill. In Wayne County, hunters brought in 4 bobcats, and Edwards County took 3. Clay County managed 12, White County 8, and Hamilton County 3. Pike County in western Illinois recorded the most bobcats taken at 25. The Department of Natural Resources says it issued 1,000 permits to hunters and trappers for the season, which is doubled from last season. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce held its annual dinner last night at the Community of Christ Church Family Life Center, and Dana Bankston Wilson was named as the Community Service Award winner. Wilson was lauded for her work in and around Fairfield for such groups as Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield and Fairfield Spiffication. Richard Montgomery spoke at the event about the Wayne County CEO program, which is set to debut in county schools in the upcoming academic year. Montgomery said Mary Musgrave will serve as the program's facilitator, and he anticipated knowing the members of the first CEO class by the end of next month. Lou Carl, president of Y Fairfield, unveiled the group's promotional video for the city of Fairfield. Last night was the first public showing for the video, and it's now available on the Y Fairfield Facebook page. Carter Trucking was also recognized as Business of the Year last night. Jeremy and Nikki Carter, owners of the business, were honored with the designation in early February. The Fairfield City Council will meet tonight at City Hall with a light agenda. Aldermen are expected to discuss a potential generator purchase for the wastewater treatment plant. They will also hear a request from Nicole Gray to use an alley for restaurant seating. Mayor Brent McGuire said a new restaurant should be coming to the former Ewing's Rendezvous location in the near future.
So Nicole Gray is going to be opening a restaurant in the former Ewing Rendezvous building. And I believe the name of it's Javaloo. And so one of the things that she's asked is there's a, when we say alley, I just want to clarify, this is not an alley you can drive through. But one of the things that she has asked is, would it be possible to have some outdoor seating there between that building and what is, used to be Amy Sweet Gallery, but it's now Battlegrounds Coffee. And I think there was discussion of, you know, sharing that space with Battlegrounds.
Oh, that'd be...
Where they would want to do that shouldn't have any type of interference, but we just need to have a discussion as far as what the city council thinks about allowing that and then what steps we would need to take if we did allow that.
Mayor McGuire, appearing on the Community Connection, also said the council is expected to seek bids for waterline upgrades along Route 15. He said the state is expected to work on portions of the roadway in 2021, and the city is interested in improving the water lines underneath beforehand.
You know, seeking bids for the Route 15 waterline upgrades, and this is in 2021. The state of Illinois is supposed to let the money for the project of resurfacing Maine and Delaware Route 15, and starting on East 9th Street, right. So about where the bridge is by the cemetery, and on Main Street all the way to Airport Road. And then not quite as far on the Delaware side. They're going to go basically from 9th to from East 9th to Northwest 7th Street on Delaware. In advance of that project, we're wanting to go in and move and replace our existing water lines that are under that roughly 2.1 miles of road.
The council will also discuss a uniform service agreement for city employees. The Fairfield Mules basketball team will be honored at a special breakfast this Saturday morning at the Fairfield McDonald's. Coach Scott McElravy and his team will be provided a free meal. WFIW will broadcast live from the restaurant from 9 to 10 a.m. coaches, and players will be interviewed reflecting on a 32-3 season, which included a regional championship, a conference title, and three regular season tournament titles. The 31st Annual Wayne County Scholastic Bowl will be held next Friday, March 22nd, at Frontier Community College. All matches will be held in FCC's Workforce Development Center. Six Wayne County Middle School teams will compete in the double elimination tournament, with the first two matches beginning at 8:30 a.m. The last two matches of the morning session will begin at 10:45. The championship matches will be held that evening, beginning at 6 p.m., and they will air live on 104.9 WFIW. Family and friends are invited to attend any or all of the matches. Participating in the tournament are Center Street School, coached by Angie Hout, Sisney Middle School, coached by Aaron Davis, Jeff Grade School, coached by Chastity Sudarth, Jasper Grade School, coached by Jenny Osborne, New Hope Grade School, coached by Sherry Berger, and Wayne City Middle School, coached by Jessica Hughes. The morning matches will begin at approximately 8:30, 9:15, 10, and 10:45, though exact times will vary if matches end early or run late. Once a match begins, the room will be closed until the contest ends. Illinois enjoyed some nice job gains in January. Kim Howard reports.
The state unemployment rate held steady in January at 4.3%, but Illinois payrolls hit a record high. Department of Employment Security spokesperson Bob Goff says more than 24,000 jobs were added.
The big gains were in transportation utilities, also construction and manufacturing. And we've really been increasing that number pretty steadily for the last few months.
The national unemployment rate for January came in at 4%. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The AARP is urging lawmakers to pass two bills aimed at improving the care of older Illinoisans. The first piece of legislation requires the state to set up a database where people can see nursing home reports and violations. State Senator Jacqueline Collins of Chicago says it also sets up rules for administering psychiatric medication and addresses minimum staffing levels. Chicago Representative Marcus Evans says another measure creates up to a $1,500 tax credit for eligible family caregivers. That legislation would reportedly have an income limit of $75,000 for individuals or $150,000 a year for couples. Evans says the money would help with costs like home modifications, transportation, and equipment. Quad City area State Senator Neil Anderson is sponsoring legislation that would allow veterans to receive veterans' preference for a promotion an unlimited amount of times. Currently, for fire departments, municipalities, and Cook County, a veteran can only use veterans' preference once.
This bill basically just says that veterans can use preference points for every promotion, just like somebody with a bachelor's degree can use it for every promotion. You know, and this is not simply to pander to veterans or anything like that. This is in these jobs such as police, fire, corrections, that any paramilitary job out there, being a veteran brings a lot more to the table than people think, especially when it comes to promotions. That is something that you can't get in a classroom as far as leadership skills for combat veterans and things like that. So I'm pretty proud of this bill, and hopefully we can get it through and get it moving.
Senate Bill 40 passed out of committee last week and is on to the full Senate for a vote. That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
There is nothing better than helping a family find the home of their dreams. It is more than just a mortgage. It's about helping people. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator for People's National Bank. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference. Since 1909, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 48. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,548, down 102. The NASDAQ is at 7,604, up 46. April crude oil is at $56.96, and that is up 17 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 91-year-old Albion resident Mildred Everett died on Sunday at the Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville, Indiana. Mildred Everett is survived by three sons, R. Thomas Everett of Charleston, Ken Everett of Rockwall, Texas, and Rick Everett of Charleston, one sister, Janet McKenzie of Huntsville, Alabama, one brother, Bud Glover of Orange, Texas, seven grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. A memorial service for Mildred Everett will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. A visitation will be held from 10 a.m. to the time of service. Memorials are encouraged to the Linda E. White Hospice House and the First Presbyterian Church of Albion. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 88-year-old Wayne City resident Betty June Simpson died on Sunday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Unit. She was a homemaker and had worked in the Wayne County Circuit Clerk's Office for a number of years. Betty Simpson is survived by two daughters, Cheryl Edmison of Wayne City and Kathy Lamond of Fairfield, five grandchildren, and 15 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Betty Simpson will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Burial will follow in Thomason Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be given to the Sims Missionary Baptist Church, and they will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home or at the chapel. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old Fairfield resident Roy Whedon died at 11:01 p.m. on Sunday at his home. He was a veteran of the U.S. Army, a farmer, and worked in the oil field. Roy Whedon is survived by his wife, Barbara of Fairfield, son Rodney Whedon of Fairfield, daughter Patty Chapman of Springfield, Missouri, nine grandchildren, and 14 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Roy Whedon will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Thursday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with visitation from 11 o'clock a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials in his honor may be made to King's Chapel Church. 85-year-old Carmi resident Mary Janice Whetstone died on Monday at Wabash Christian Village. She worked in the White County Clerk's Office for many years. Janice Whetstone is survived by her son, Ray Little, daughters Jane Simmons and Tanya Voppel, nine grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Janice Whetstone will be held at noon on Saturday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will be in Atkinson Chapel Cemetery in Oatesville, Indiana. Memorials are suggested to Riley's Children's Hospital in care of Stendebeck Family Funeral Home. 93-year-old Sisney resident Robert M. Max Jenkins died on Sunday at the Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. He worked as an oil pumper and was a World War II veteran. Max Jenkins is survived by one daughter, Jolie Thomason of Sisney, 6 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, 6 great-great-grandchildren, and one son-in-law, Larry Greenwalt. A funeral service for Max Jenkins will be held at 2 o'clock this afternoon at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be from 1 to 2 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial will follow at Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Jeff. Military rites will be conducted at the cemetery. Memorials may be directed to the Activity Fund at Sisney Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center, and they will be accepted at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home of Sisney, which is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Robert E. Crawford Sr. died at 9:17 a.m. on Monday, February 18th, at Enfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. He had worked at Airtex and for the City of Fairfield. Robert Crawford is survived by sons Robert Crawford of Roanoke, Texas, and Rodney Crawford of O'Fallon, daughter Gina Lamond of Fairfield, 9 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and sisters Doris Charlene Wagner and Lois Darlene Bruce, both of Fairfield. A memorial service for Robert Crawford will be held at 6 o'clock p.m. on Thursday at Victory Outreach Christian Center. His ashes will be interred in Maple Hill Cemetery at a later date. Memorials in his honor may be made to the Enfield Rehab and Healthcare Center Activity Fund. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 91-year-old Grayville resident Elizabeth Ann Betty Leonard died on Sunday. She was a member of Grayville First Presbyterian Church and later attended Freedon's United Church of Christ. Betty Leonard is survived by her husband, Russell of Grayville, son Stephen, 3 grandsons, and 4 great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Betty Leonard will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Memorial contributions may be made to the Grayville Senior Citizens. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. 87-year-old Billy Ray Sam McCarty died on Wednesday. He was in the United States Air Force for 20 years and was also an instructor for Illinois Eastern Community Colleges. Sam McCarty is survived by 2 children and many friends and family members. Private memorial services were held for family in Grayville. Sam McCarty is buried with his mother, father, and brother in Oak Grove Cemetery. Memorial donations may be made to his favorite charity, Doctors Without Borders. Arrangements were provided by Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Partly cloudy skies and a high of 55. It'll be cloudy tonight. We're expecting a low of 45 and then cloudy again tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 68. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, scattered showers on Thursday, a high of 65 and a low of 40. Cloudy skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 45 with a low of 30. And then sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 48 and an overnight low of 28.